Voters in Serbia have turned their backs on the Milosevic era of aggressive nationalism by electing a Western-leaning liberal as their new president. Democratic candidate Boris Tadic defeated Tomislav Nikolic of the ultra-nationalist Radical Party. Tadic is promising to put Serbia on the path to joining the European family of nations. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports from Belgrade.
Downtown Belgrade was the scene of jubilant celebration last night as news of the Tadic victory spread. Loudspeakers outside the Democratic Party offices were turned up to maximum volume. Tadic supporters waved European Union flags and swayed to the music. Liljana Perisic couldn't contain her happiness. I have no words to express how wonderful I feel, she said. I was very worried about the outcome, but I know the right man has won. She said, our life now will be twice as good as it was before because Boris will fight for the people and for our children. Boris Tadic won by nearly 54% to 45% for Nikolic. On the eve of the vote, analysts said a Tadic victory depended on a high voter turnout of his natural constituency. It was feared the educated urban middle class would stay home, disappointed by the petty bickering among the reformist politicians who ousted strongman Slobodan Milosevic 4 years ago. Turnout was 48% higher than expected. Progressive Serbs and Western governments feared a Nikolic victory would consign Serbia to its dark past and turn it into an internationally isolated pariah nation. Political analyst Vladimir Goati welcomed Tadic's victory.
This is the most significant step Serbia has made on its way toward the European Union. We are now much closer to Europe. We are knocking on Europe's door.
In his victory speech last night, Tadic made a direct reference to Slobodan Milosevic, saying he hopes Serbia will never again be led by a man who will spearhead the killing of his countrymen. Tadic said Serbian people have turned their backs to a policy of violence, aggression, and lies. Serbs want a new beginning and aspire to become members of the European Union. Nikolic's Radical Party became the strongest party in general elections 6 months ago, but was unable to form a government and has now lost its chance for the presidency. However, Antonella Riha, political commentator for the independent B92 radio network, points out that more than 1 million Serbs voted for the ultra-nationalist Nikolic.
And there are still a lot of citizens who supported a policy which is completely different than any democratic values. Those people in the Radical Party, they were very active in wars in former Yugoslavia. They were very much against other nationalities, and they were very close to Milosevic regime.
Tadic campaigned on a policy of full cooperation with the International Tribunal on War Crimes in the former Yugoslavia in The Hague. The Tadic victory is seen as energizing and unifying Serbia's fragmented democratic parties, some of which are in government and some of which are in opposition. A new round of parliamentary elections is considered likely before the end of the year. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Belgrade.